Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Eichhorn. Maseches Bava Basra has been sponsored in honor of Reb Shraga Feivel Siegfried.
This shiur is on Bava Basra, Daf Kuv Dalet. The Mishnah Daf Kuv Gimel Amud Beis brings the halacha of one who is selling to his friend a base car offer, and he speaks out that he's selling him a base car offer. Hein chasa vein yasa. It's more or less a base car offer. It's not exactly a base car offer, and in such a case, the halacha is Afilu Pichus Revelasa, I Hoysa Revelasa, that Yahigiu, the Meich and the Lekech are both Meichel, if it's Pichus Revelasa or Hoysa Revelasa. But the Mishnah speaks out if it's Yasa Mikan, if it's more than a Revelasa, then the base car offer. In such a case, Yasa Cheshmin, they have to make a Cheshmin to return the extra amount, or the amount that's Pachas from a base car or Revelasa. And the Mishnah speaks out in a case when the Meich gave more than a Revelasa, more than a base car offer. Ma'u machsa, what does Lekech have to give back to the Meicher? So the Mishnah is machsa le'mois, we force the Lekech to buy from the Meicher the extra karka that the Reivu l'sa, which is more than the base car offer. V'yimrotza machsa le'karka, but if the Meicher wants, he can take back the karka, which is more than a base car offer. We say le'yapis koichish ha'meicher, he has a choice. If he wants, the Lekech would have to buy this extra karka and give him money. And if he wants, the halacha is that the Meicher can take the karka back from the Lekech. And the Rashbam is mefarish this halacha. Why is it that the Meicher has the choice if he wants money or if he wants karka? So the Rashbam is a takanas chachamim, being that if the Lekech would give the karka back to the Meicher has no usage of this karka. It's a small piece of karka which he has besoich karka shel Lekech, which he would have no purpose for. So being that it would be avud for the Meicher, and the Lekech, it's a zanen and vizal lechaser, the Lekech is paying money and getting extra karka, so he's not really losing anything by paying the extra money. So being that the Lekech doesn't lose anything by buying the karka, he's getting karka instead of his money. And if Lekech wouldn't buy it, it would be over to the Meicher, the Meicher would have a loss. So it says, Zanen is a Lechasr, and Chazal and Mesakim for the Takon of the Meicher, that the Lekech is forced to buy the karka from the Meicher, if the Meicher wants money instead of the karka, being that it would be over for the Meicher. And the Chayu Yesh Lachka, what is the Gedder of this Halacha that we say the Lekech has to buy the karka, which is more than a base car offer? What's more than a Reivu l'sa, more than a base car offered, Lekech has to buy it from the Meicher. What is the gather of this takana? Is the pshat that b'shas the Lekech makes a kinyan from the Meicher and he's kind of the karka from the Meicher? We say he's kind of the entire karka. Not only is he kind of the base car offer that they made up to buy, he is also kind of the yaisem Reivu l'sa, more than the base car offered, Lekech is also kind of b'shas his kinyan. Only normally he could say, being that he only wanted to be kind of base car offer, he wishes to return to the Meicher back what's more than a base car offer. Chazal and Masakin that Lekech cannot return the karka more than a base car offer back to the Meicher. Lekech has to keep the karka and pay the extra money for this, that he was kind of the Reivu l'sa more than a base car offer. Or do we say the pshat is no, the Lekech b'shas the kinyan was only kind of base car offer. He wasn't kind of whatever karka is there more than a base car offer. The Lekech was not kind of. The takanas Chazal is that now we forced Lekech to make a kinyan chadasha, to make a new kinyan, to go buy with the karka, whatever is more than a base car offer, he has to go now be kind of, there's a special takana b'shas, the Meicher is taveh from the Lekech, the Mois, that the Meicher has to pay the money and be kind of the karka from new, and be kind of from the Meicher, whatever is more than a base car offer. And there are common nafkaminas to this chakira. The first nafkamina is whether or not the Lekech has to make a new kinyan. When the Lekech pays the money to the Meicher to buy the karka more than a base car offer, does the Lekech have to make a new kinyan now in the karka? Do we say it was included in the original kinyan and the Lekech does not have to make a new kinyan? But if we had to say that the Lekech is buying from new, that now he's buying the karka more than a base car offer and it wasn't included in his original kinyan, the Lekech would have to make a new ma'aseh kinyan to be kind of the karka that's more than a base car offer, which he is now buying from the Meicher. The second afkamina would be where if the Meicher borrowed money in between the time that he's been taveya the extra karka, where they discovered that he sold more than a base car offer to the Lekech, if he borrowed money from somebody else and created a shibud on all his karkais, do we say that this what's more than a base car offer, this extra karka, this more than a Reivu l'sa, more than a base car offer, is that also mishubit to the malveh, being that the Meicher borrowed money in between the time that he sold the karka to the Lekech from the time that he went to be taveya his mois from the Lekech? Do we say that this karka belonged to the Meicher and is now meshubit to the Malva? Do we say that being that it already belonged to the Lekech, it does not become meshubit b'shas that the Meicher goes and borrows money from somebody else, this karka doesn't become meshubit to the Malva? There would be a third nafkamina b'negei Yekev Vizal we discuss later on in the Shiur. What is the halacha if the karka went up in value or went down in value in between the time that the Lekech bought it from the Meicher and the time that the Meicher came to be Tevei Ma'esav? And the chodesh would also be a nafkamina, whether or not the lekeach bought it originally or the lekeach is now the takana was that he's forced to buy it from the meicher. We will discuss later on in the shiur what's the halacha b'negei yekev result between the time that the lekeach bought it from the meicher and the time the meicher came to be tevei ma'isav. The Gedulah Shmuel is Mazba Alpidus Chakira Machlikis, the Raven and the Rajba. The Raven is Mechiach from this Mishnah. This that Chazal and Mesakin in our Mishnah that the Lekech has to buy from the Meicher the Kaka, which is Yosef from a base co-offer. What's more than a Raven Lassar, more than a base co-offer. We forced Lekech to buy it from the Meicher for the Takan of the Meicher because the Kaka has no purpose for the Meicher. So the Raven, who had did in the first Mishnah, if you have Nikom, Muslim, Yosef, Miyatvachim, that we say it remains by the Meicher, being that it's not Nimda anymore and it belongs to the Meicher, like the Raven, in such a case also we force the Lekeach to buy the Nekam and Slam Yesem Yitvachim. Being that the Meicher has no purpose of these Nekam and Slam Yesem Yitvachim, which are Besaych Kaka Shel Lekeach, like the Raven, just like we force the Lekeach to buy the Kaka, which is Yesem Yitvachim Lassal, more than a base Ka'afa, who would then be forced the Lekeach to buy Nekam and Slam Yesem Yitvachim. The Rajbe is Chaylik on the Raven. Dr. Ashbetz laid dummy the second Mishnah to the first Mishnah. This that we forced the Lekech to buy from the Meicher whatever Karka is more than a base co-offer is because the Lekech Be'etzim wants Karka. The Lekech wants Karka, and the only reason why he's not being kind of the Karka, which is more than a base co-offer, has nothing to do with the Chesaron in the Karka more than a base co-offer. The Karka is regular Karka that the Lekech wants. Only the Lekech only made up to buy a base co-offer, and being that it's more than the shear that he wanted to buy, therefore the Lekech was on the kind of base co-offer, and he wishes to return whatever karka is more than a base co-offer. In such a case, there's a takanas chazal that he's forced to buy whatever karka is more than a base co-offer. He has to buy that karka also and add it to his karka, being that it's something he be'etzim wants. Only they made up a base co-offer. Chazal will misakin to me'achriach the Lekech to buy from the meicher the extra karka. But calls down something that the Lekech wishes to buy, only they made up a base co-offer, and this is more than a base co-offer. When it comes to Nekam, Muslim, Yesem, Yitvachim, the Lekech Bachlal doesn't want to buy Trashim, he doesn't want to buy Slom, Nekam, Yesem, Yitvachim. So we cannot say that the Lekech should be forced, that Mikoyach, Takanas, Chazal, to buy something he doesn't want. Therefore, Dr. Ashbetz, Tafkin, the Mishnah of Yesem, base co-offer, but then we forced Lekech to buy from the Meicher. When it comes to Nekam, Muslim, Yesem, Yitvachim, they remain by the Meicher. And we don't say that the Lekech is forced to buy from the Meicher the Nekam Muslim Yesem Yitvachim. Zokti Gedulah Shmuel, Lechayr, the Machlokes, the Rajba, and the Ravid is telling this Chakira. The Ravid held that the Lekech is buying Meikara, he's also buying the Kaka, which is Yesem from a base co-offer. Even what's Yesem Yerevu Lassal, Yesem base co-offer is also included in his Kenyan. Only the Lekech wishes to return the Kaka back to the Meicher, being that it's more than a base co-offer, and they only made up to buy a base co-offer. So over there we find that Takanas Chazal that the Lekech cannot return to the Meicher Karka which is going to be over to the Meicher. So Dr. Ravid, if we say that the Lekech bought this Karka and this was included in his Kenyan and he cannot undo his Kenyan, there's a Takanas Chazal that he can't undo what he bought, what he was kind of, being that's going to be Avuda to the Meicher. So Dr. Ravid, who had in the Kol Muslim, Yosef Miyatvach, and being that they were included in his original Kenyan, it was included in the Karka which is being kind of. So who did over there? We said that the Lekech cannot return it to the Meicher in an oifen that's going to be over to the Meicher and the Meicher will have no purpose for it. Mashenk in the Rajbe held that it's a Mechira Chadosh, so we are forcing the Lekech to go buy a field to make a new Kenyan on the field. So Mela, if we're going to say it's a new Kenyan, then we can be Mechalik. It's only in a case where it's something that the Lekech wants, we'll force the Lekech to buy such a piece of karka because it's over to the Meicher. But if it's something the Lekech Bechlal never had asked to buy, it's Nekar Muslim Yesem Yitvachim, the Lekech was not looking to buy Nekar Muslim. So it's not mistaber for us to say that Chazal was misakin that the Lekech should have to buy Nekam Muslim Yosem Yitvachim in order to save the Meicher from a Hefsid. So a comment that the Ravid held that it's included in the original Kenyan to be kind of the entire field. A field what's more than a base co-offer was included in the original Kenyan, and now the Lekech is coming to return it to the Meicher. Mashenk in the Rajbe holds that the Takanas Chachamim was that the Lekech has to go buy now Kenyan Chadosha on whatever Karkas Yosem Mi base co-offer, the Yosef mi Reivu Lassa, Yosef mi base co-offer, the Lekech is not coming to buy now. The Gemara begins with an Ibai. The Mishnah told us the halacha of a base co-offer, and he moichalach mida bechevel. If he spoke out a lashon of mida bechevel, then the halacha is pichis koshu, yenaka and hoise koshu, yachse. There's a kpeh the dafka on a base co-offer. And the Mishnah spoke out, if they mentioned in their tnai hein chosev and yasa, then they're not makbid exactly on a base co-offer. And then the halacha is that up until a reiva l'sa, afilu pichis reiva l'sa, there's a mechila, they're not makbid afka on a base co-offer. What's the halacha if one spoke up the stoma, base co-offer, stoma ani moichalach? Do we say base co-stoma, the kavon is for me the bechevel, dafka the shi of a base co-offer, Or do we say base course stoma is as if he spoke out in chosiv and yes, and they're not makbid up until the shiur of a revel is saw? And the Gemara Lamaskala brings a raya from the Braisa. The Braisa mentions three cases that afilu pichus revel is saw, they're not makbid. Base ko afra ani moichalach, kib base ko afra ani moichalach, and chosiv and yes, ani moichalach. It's mevul in the Braisa that a base course stoma is similar to when one spoke out beferish and chosiv and yes, and his kavon in base course stoma is afilu pichus up until revel is saw, there's a mechila, they're not makbid dafkan the shear of a base core. And the Gemara blies that this is a raya, base course stoma can chosiv and yes, dami. Tosis and Divya Maschel Alav Shmamina asks a question from the Gemara earlier. The first Mishnah told us the halacha of one who's selling a base ko offer and doing a karm uslam pachis mi yutfachim. The halacha is nimdodinima. And Rabbi Yitzchok told us that Troshin Shahamu base abas kavin. It's only up until a shia of dalat kavin worth of nikam uslam pachis mi yutfachim. We say it's nimdodinima. If the Troshim, if the Nekam and Slam Pachas Miyatvachim is more than Dalat Kavin, in such a case there is no Mechila and it's not Nindar anymore and it still belongs to the Meicher, similar to Nekam and Slam Yasim Miyatvachim. Fektaisis, how can we say that Beis Kur Stama is Kein Chosev and Yasadami? And therefore the Allah is, I feel if the Kaka is missing up until the Reva Lissa, it's not really a Beis Kur offer, it's less a Reva Lissa of Kaka, less than a Beis Kur offer, and I feel the Allah is the Meichel. So how could Rabbi Yitzchok tell us that they're makbid on anything they come with slum, pachas, miyatvachim, anything more than dalat kavin? Dalat kavin is less than a revel asah. I feel if the kaka will be completely missing this revel asah, the halacha is that they're meichel, because base kor stama is ken chasa ken yesa dami. So in ken, how could Rabbi Yitzchok say if they're nekam and slum, yesmi dalat kavin, it's a kpeda and we don't say nimdad anymore? The chayv shouldn't be worse to nekam and slum, we're not worse to a case where there is no kaka there bechlal, but we say being that it's as if they spoke it in chasa and yesa dami. Base course stomach is as if there's a mechilah up until the shia of a revel is up. And Taisis says two tributes into this question. The first tirutz of Taisis is that this that Rabbi Yitzchok says that Troshim Sha'amu ad a base abas kavin, his kavana wasn't to say that if it's more than a base abas kavin, the halacha should be it's einim dodinima and belongs to the meicher. Rabbi Yitzchok's kavana was if the nekam and slum less than 10 tfachim are less than base dalat kavin, it's not even nimdat into the shia of up until the revel is up. If the kaka is missing, these nekam and slum are not mitzdaif together with the kaka to make up a shiur of a yoyser revel asah to say that the lekech is not meichel. But if the nekam and slum are pachis miyutvachim, are more than beis abas kavin, in such a case the lekech is makbid. And it's as if the kaka is not there, it's as if this kaka isn't the chelik of the kaka bechlal, and it's as if he's selling him a kaka that's chaser the beis abas kavin, it's mitzdaif with all other chaseris of the kaka. And once it's more than base abas kavin, it can start with this that the karka is missing to make up a shiur of yoyser than a revel asah. Where in such a case, the lekech is makbid. Tosis in the second tirutz brings b'shem the Rashba. The Rashba says the case of the reisha and the case of the seif are not discussing the same case. The case of the seif is discussing when somebody is standing b'seif hasada and he's standing b'seif hasada and the meicher tells the lekech base korafa ani meichelach. Being that he's standing in the sada and looking at the sada, in such a case we know which sada he's talking about. The Mela, when he says base course stomach, what he means to say is ain chasev and yaser dami, and that's what our Gemara says, that base course stomach ain chasev and yaser dami. The case of the Reisha, by Nekam and Slam Pachas Miyatvachim Nimdodinimo, that Rabbi Yitzchok told us it's only Ad Abbas Kavin, and more than Abbas Kavin is not Nimdodinimo, is discussing a case where they're not standing beside Chasada, they are Michutz Lasada, they are somewhere where they can't see the Sada. And in such a case, if the Meicher promises Lekech a base core offer on Yimeichalach, he has to give him Dafka a base core offer. And we don't say it's Kein Chosek and Yasser Dami. The entire halach of Kein Chosek and Yasser Dami is Dafka to make Eimid Besoy Chasada, and they see the field that they're discussing in Kein. They don't mean to say Dafka base core. They mean whatever this field comes out to, Be'erech a base core offer on Yimeichalach. Mashek, in the case of the Reisha, where the napping Eimid Besoy Chasada, and the Meicher tells the Lekech base core offer, in such a case, he means Dafka base core offer. And in the Kom Mitzlam Pachas Miyotvachim Arnim Dadinim are only up until the Shear of Dalat Kavin. More than Dalat Kavin, the Nekom Mitzlam Yosem Miyotvachim are not going to be Dadinim, and that's the Allah of Yitzchok, Joshim Sha'amu Adabas Kavin. There's a third teretz in the Rishonim, Rabbi Yonah answers Taisa's question. He explains the case that we say when somebody speaks at base course Thomas Kein Chosev and Yasser Domi is only if somebody is selling his friend a piece of karka that's by itself. He only owns what this piece of karka. And he tells him he's going to sell him a base course stama. In such a case, we say it's kein chasev and yaser dami and afilu pichus adrei v'lesa as a mechila. The lekech is not makbid afka on a base core offer, even if it's less or up until a rei v'lesa. He's also going to buy this field, and he's not makbid up until a base rei v'lesa. But that's all if he's selling this karka, that all he owns is one piece of karka by itself. The case of the reisha is discussing when a person, the meicher, is selling the lekech a karka that he owns that's beseich a large piece of karka, a karka that's even more than a base core offer. And he tells the lekech he's going to sell him up until the shiur of a base co-offer. That's the amount, the chilek of the karka he's going to sell him, and the rest of the karka he's going to keep to for himself. And in such a case, that when they are coming to measure, they're going to measure up until a base co-offer. And it doesn't pass to say it's kein chosav and yasadami. He told him he's going to sell him a chilek of the karka up until the shiur of a base co-offer. They go to measure up until the shiur of a base co-offer. And over there, the Mishnah tells us after anikom uslam pachas miyatfachim de anim dadinima. And in such a case, Rabbi Yitzchak was mechadish to us, Nekom Uslam Pachas Miyitfachim is Nimdodinim as Dafka Ad Abbas Kavan. If it's more than Abbas Kavan, it's not Nimdodinim, and he has to give him more kaka from the kaka next to it in order to be mashlim the shiur of a base ko'afah. And Lechayu, this teretz of Rabbi Niyayne is Pashat. In fact, the Mashah and Taisus, why didn't Taisus answer this for his question that what is Rabbi Yitzchak saying? It's that base Trashim Shamu Ad Abbas Kavan. We say that base course stomach can chosev and yasa domin. I feel if the karka is missing completely up until the rabbi l'sa is meichel. In fact, the mashal, why didn't Taisus answer the case of Rabbi Yitzchak is discussing if the base core offers beseich a large sada and they're coming to be made the base core offer, and in such a case the halach is until they measure exactly a base core offer, the meichel still mechiv to give more karka to the lekech. And over there, Nekom, Uslam, Pachas, Miyatfachim, is Nimdodinima, Zok, the Bitchuk only add the Beis Abbas Kavin, but more than Beis Abbas Kavin, the Slam, Nekom, Pachas, Miyatfachim, is not going to be Nimdodinima. And the Mashal leaves us as a Kasha and Taisus. Why didn't Taisus say this Pash, the Eitz of Rabbi Niyayna? The Mishnah told us the Halacha, when they spoke at Ein Chosev and Yeser, it's only a Mechila up until the Shia of a Revel Asar. More than a Revel Asar, they're not being Meichel. And the Mishnah says the halacha is lekech has to buy the karka from the meicher ma'u machzul le'mois, and if the meicher wants, he can take the karka back. It's teliapis koiches shal meicher. The Gemara asks a kasha, teliapis koiches shal meicher aminon liapis koiches shal lekech la'aminon. Either Brisa says it's koifenes al meicher limchaves al lekech likach. We see the kfiya goes both ways. We force the meicher to sell, and we force the lekech to buy. So why does the Mishnah say that the halacha of koifen is dafka teliapis koiches shal meicher? And the Gemara answers, we're discussing a case that was Yekira Meikar Vizal Hashta. The karka was first worth more karka, and now it went down in value. Then the Gemara then brings a braiso that Ayin Braisa says, Kishunoisun le noisun le keshar shalokach mimenu. When the lekech buys it from the meicher, he gives it keshar shalokach mimenu, he gives the money at the original value. And the Gemara answers, also, Kigoin davizile meikar viyekira le hashta. That is discussing a case where it was originally a lower price, and now the karka went up in value. There's a machlekes, so we show him how to understand this Gemara. The Rashbam is mefarish. This that we say koyfenes amoicha means we force the meicher to accept the price for the karka at the lower price. We allow the lekech to buy it at the cheaper price. And if the karka was originally higher in value, and now it went down in value, we allow the lekech to buy it at the zila, the hash, at the lower price that it's worth right now. And the second brisa that says you pay kefidim meikar is discussing a case where it used to be a lower price and now the karka went up in value. In such a case, we allow the lekech to buy at the lower price to kefi the zila de meikara, not kefi the yeker de hashta. And the Ashbam is mefarish because it's dailoit that we believe that we're kaif for the lekech to buy the karka. And we tell the meicher it's enough that the lekech has to buy the karka in order that you should not come to a hefset, but we're going to allow the lekech to buy it for the lower price. We're not going to force the lekech to buy it for the higher price. And according to the Ashbam, this that we say the lashon of kaifness ameicha means we force the meicher to accept the lower price. Either the zila de meikara if the karka went up in value, or the zila de hashta of makom that the karka went down in value. The shita mekubetzes brings b'shem the ravid another mahalach in the sugya. The ravid is mefarish this that we say kaifen es amoicher in a case when the karka was originally higher in value and now the karka went down in value. We tell the meicher etza toiva we're kaifen es amoicher to accept money and not to take the karka. We don't really force the meicher. We tell him, it's a toiva, don't take the karka back. The karka yosef from the base ko'afar. If you have to take back the karka, it's going to come out. You're going to get the karka kefi the zila de hashta. If you don't take back the karka and you take the money, the lekech is going to have to pay kefi the yeker de meikara. This that used to be worth more money. So you're going to end up gaining more money by taking mois, overtaking karka. So we're kaifin as a meicher, we force the meicher to take mois and not take karka. That doesn't mean really we force him. What we say kaifin as a meicher, what we mean to say is we give him an etz toiva. Don't take karka, take mois. But in a case like the second brisa where the brisa says we go basak to the meikara, we go basak the original price. That's discussing a case when it was zila meikara v'yakiri lahashta, the karka went up in value. And in such a case, the meicher should take the karka back, being that the karka went up in value. If he takes back the karka, he will get more than if he takes mois. If he takes mois, he would get the mois to the meikara. In such a case, he should take the karka, and this he'll end up getting the karka kefi ayeke de hashta. The Gedulei Shmuel is mazbe this machlikas the Rashbam and the Ravid. Rashbam understands this, that Chazal and Mesakin, that we're kaifin us of Lekech to buy the Kaka from the Meicher, is a Mecher right now. We are forcing the Lekech to buy it from the Meicher, Takanas Chacham, that the Meicher should not have a Hefzit. Being that it's a Zenenev, is a Lechosid, Lekech doesn't really lose by buying the Kaka from the Meicher, and the Meicher's Kaka is going to go to the Hefzit, and Memeel, there's a Takanas Chacham, that the Lekech should buy the Kaka, but it's a Mecher right now that the Lekech is buying the Kaka. Nifuz Dr. Rashbam, Be'emison, the Lekech should pay Kefi the Shavis right now. But there's a new svara of daya. We tell the meicher it's daya that we're going to force the lekech to buy the karka from you, but we allow the lekech to get the lower price. The male lekech gets either the zilo, the hashta, or the zilo, the meikar, the lekech always gets the lower price. The ravid though is chelik on the Ashbam. The ravid holds that this, that the lekech is buying the karka, is included in his original mekach. When the lekech buys the karka from the meicher, he is also buying the karka, which is yoser from the base karafor, that was also included in his original kinyan. The Meila Be'etzim, we should say that the Lekech should pay the original price, being that it was included in his Mekach. And therefore, if originally the Kaka was worth more, and now the Kaka went down in value, the Meicher could take from the Lekech, the Mois could feed the Yekud the Meikara, being that's when the Lekech bought it, therefore there's a Svar, the Meicher could take from the Lekech, the Mois could the Meikara. And if the Kaka was originally Zila, now went up in value, being that it's Likidei Liapis, Koichish HaMeicher, and we give the Meicher the right to back out of the Mekach and say he never sold the Lekech anything more than a base Ka'afar. The male of the Kaka was his originally, the Meicher has a right to say it was never part of the Mekach. And in such a case, the Kaka always belonged to the Meicher, and now that it went up in value, B'Shusay Shal Meicher, and therefore the Meicher could take back the Kaka, could feed the Zula de Meikara, it's always for the gain of the Meicher. And the Ravid is Meisef HaAlocha also, the Ravid is Meisef HaAlocha, that if the Meicher, in a case when it was Zula Meikara, and now the Kaka went up in value, if the Meicher wishes to take from the Lekech Mois, not only he could force the Lekech to buy it, could feed the price to Meikara when it was worth less in value, but he could take it from the Meicher also, could feed the Shavis to Ashta, could feed the Yeker that the Karka went up in value, he could force the Lekech to buy it from, could feed the price of Ashta. And according to the Gedulei Shmuel, this is difficult to understand. Being that the Lekech's Mekach was that he was Koinet Meikara, he was Koinet originally not only the base co-offer, but also the entire Soda, even the Revel Soda, which is more than a base co-offer. So how is it that the Meicher can force the Lekech to give money, to feed the Yekah the Hashta, the Kinyan of Lekech is the Kinyan of the Meikara. But the Ravid is Meisif, if you wish to be Mefarish this Halacha, how is it that the Meicher can force the Lekech to pay money, to feed the Yekah of Hashta, in the case when the Karka was originally Zol, and now the Karka went up in value? And the Ravid is Mefarish, being that the Meicher has the option if he wants to take back the Karka. And if he would take back the Karka, he would take back the Karka, to feed the Zul de Meikara, and it would be considered as Nesyaka B'Shusay. So who Adin, if he wants, he could take it back and Kilu sell it to the Lekech right now. He's taking it back and selling it to the Meicher now. And if he would sell it to Meicher now, it would be Kefi the Shavis, the Hashto, that is also included in this, that Chazal, they allowed him to say that being that if I want, I could take away the Karka from you, we could be Kilu, I took it away and I'm selling it to you now. And if we could sell it to him, Kefi the Eker, the Hashto, and we're not only Kefinus Lekech to buy the Karka from the Meicher, but we forced the Lekech to buy it at either Kefi the Eker, the Meikara, or Kefi the Eker, the Hashto. But it comes out of Machlikas, the Rashbam and the Ravid. The Rashbam holds that the Lekech could always buy it, give Bishas HaZoyl, either the Zoyl, the Meikara, or the Zoyl, the Hashta. And the Ravid is Chelik, and the Ravid holds always Miyapik Koichas HaMeicher, Koifin is Lavdafka, just to be told, it's a Toivet to the Meicher. But Koifin is HaMeicher means we always Miyapik the Koichas HaMeicher, and the Lekech has to pay Kifishas HaYekir, either the Yekir, the Meikara, in a case when the Karka went down in value, or Kifi the Yekir, the Hashta, in a case when the Karka went up in value. The Mishnah is Messiah with the Halacha, this that we force the Lekech to buy from the Meicher the extra Karka, is dafka if the extra Karka is less than Teskavin, being that the Meicher is going to be bullied, they have said, and Memela we force the Lekech to buy this Karka from the Meicher. But if the extra Karka is more than Teskavin, or Begina Beis Chatziakav, Uchidivir Rebbe Akiva, Beis Reiva, being that it's a Mokim Choshev, if Neatzman, the Meicher has no Hefzid of accepting back this Karka, because this Karka has a usage by itself. In such a case, we do not force the Lekech to buy from the Meicher, and the Meicher except takes back the Karka, the extra Karka that is Meshai over the base core, the Meicher takes back from the Lekech. There is a Machlokes in the Gemara to Meshai this base Teskavin. Mevuna Teskavin Shamu V'Afilo B'Bikah Gedoyla. Afilo if the Meicher is selling to the Lekech 10 Kurim together, if the Mokim that is Meshayer ben kol ha-kurim yachad, if between all these kurim together is Meshayer a Mokim more than base Teskavin, being that it's a Mokim choshev b'fnei atzmoi, ha-gam it's less than a base Reivel Esav, because it's so many kurim together and it's a Mokim choshev, we don't assume the Meicher is Meichel to the Lekech, and we say there is no Mechila, and also we don't force Lekech to buy this Karka, being that it's more than a base Teskavin, the Meicher takes back the extra Karka, and the Meicher accepts the Karka for himself without taking Mois from the Lekech. And if Nachman is chaylik on Avuna, if Nachman naman noisin shivis kavanu mechzel lechol kor v'kor, if Nachman holds you give shivis kavanu mechzel lechol kor v'kor, you mishayev each kor by itself. And if there's less than a bay shivas kavanu mechzel lechol kor v'kor, in such a case we assume a mechila, being that it's less than the shiv of a base reiva l'sa, we assume the meicher is meichel this kaka to the lekach. And if Nachman is mesayim v'ikum milsi esertel tishakavan hadri. But if there's anything more in all these kurim together, in these 10 kurim that he's selling, there's more than a beishiva kavanu mechzel lechol kor v'kor. Hagam, there's a mashahu more than the beishiva's kavanu mechzel lechol kor v'kor. Being that now there's a makam that the meichel is not meichel to lekech because it's more than a beishiva's kavanu mechzel lechol kor v'kor. So in Cain, the meichel is not being meichel this karka to lekech. And normally when it's more than beishiva's kavanu mechzel, it's not yet tes kavan, the halachas that were kaifin to lekech to buy the karka. But being that over here, when there's a mashim more than beishivas kavanu mechza, there's other kurim also have beishivas kavanu mechza by each kor, and together it's more than beish tishas kavan, all the kurim together. Memela zok the gemara, in such a case we say that lakech does not have to buy the karka, the meicher accepts back the karka, but if neyatzme, he takes back all the extra karka from all the kurim together, and the meicher takes it back as karka, being that it's a mokim chashev if neyatzme. This is the pirush of the Ashbam and being mefarishitus of Nachman of Beishivas Kavanu Mechzel Lechol Kor V'Kor. But if there's a milsli yaserta, if there's a mashu more than Beishivas Kavanu Mechzel Lechol Kor V'Kor, then the meicher takes back the karka. Being that it's more than a makam of tes kavan, the meicher accepts back the karka by itself without forcing the lekech to buy the karka. The Ashbam brings two other shitas from mefarishitus of Nachman. What does it mean if there's a milsli yaserta letishas kavan hadri? The Ashbam means a Yesh Mefoshin that say that if you need tes kavan more than beishivas kavan mechzel lechol kor v'kor, if there's 9 kavan more than the cheshbon of 7.5 kavan to each kor, in the case of 10 kurim, if there's 9 kavan more than 75 kavan, in such a case where there's an extra tes kavan, that's when we say the halacha that the meicher accepts back the karka by itself. But in a case where there's not 9 kavan more than zayin kavan mechzel lechol kor v'kor, in such a case, we say that we're kaifin as a lekech to buy it from the meicher. We don't say the meicher takes back the karka. It goes back to the halacha of the Mishnah of kaifin as a lekech to buy the karka from the meicher. And the Ashbam means a third sheet, a second yesh mefarshim, a third sheet, and being mefarshim sheet of Nachman, that the halacha is if there's zayin kavan and mechzel lechol kor v'kor, and there's a milsi aserta, there's 1.5 kavan more on top of zayin kavan and mechzel lechol kor v'kor. The hainu one field, if we put this kavan mechzel into one of the kurim, there'll be 9 kavan in this kor. So imkein, being that one of the fields now has an extra tes kavan, zokti yesh mefoshin that the Ashbam brings, being that one field has an extra tes kavan, in such a case the meicher takes back the karka, we're not kaifin de lekech to buy the karka from the meicher. And once the meicher is accepting back the karka, we're not being kaifin de lekech, not only on the field that has tes kavan, the meicher accepts back the karka, but who are din on all the other fields also, which only have zayin kavan or mechza, also the meicher takes back the karka, and we're not kaifin de lekech bechlal to buy any karka from the meicher. Akoponim, we have three sheetahs from Mefarish of Nachman, that Yikam Milsi is certain that Tishas Akavin is Hadri. The Ashbam is Mefarish, if there's a mashu more than Zayin Kavin or Mechzel the Chol Kor V'Kor, then the Meichet takes back the Karka, being that altogether it's a Mokim Chosh more than Tes Kavin. The first Yesh Mefarish in the Ashbam brings, which is the sheet of the Rambam, holds if there's Tes Kavin more than Zayin Kavin or Mechzel the Chol Kor V'Kor, then we force the Meichet to accept back the Karka. And the second Yesh Mefarshin Ashbam brings if there's a Kavu Mechza more than Zayin Kavan and Mechza Lechol Kor V'Kor, being that one field now has Tishas Kavan, and may be forced the Meicher to take back the Karka, and we're not Kaifin the Lekech to buy the Karka from the Meicher. On the second Yesh Mefarshin, that if there's a Kavu Mechza more than Zayin Kavan and Mechza Lechol Kor V'Kor, then we force the Meicher to accept back the Karka, the Ashbam asks, just like when it comes to the Shia of Zayin Kavan and Mechza, we're Meshayev each Kor Bifnei Atzmai, and we take all the extra karka and we divide it up. If the zayin kavan u mechzel lechol kor v'kor, in such a case we assume it's a mechila, being that there's a reva l'sa of extra karka, and we're not mishai all the karkois together. We're mishai zayin kavan u mechzel lechol kor v'kor. We divide the extra karka evenly amongst all the beis kurim that he is selling. So why is it that we say when it comes to a kavu mechza that we say being that there's a kavu mechza more than zayin kavan u mechzel lechol kor v'kor, then being that one field has test kavan, now the meicher has to accept the karka b'fnei atzmai? Just like we said by Zayin Kavan and Mechza that we divide up evenly amongst all the fields, why don't we say who are then also by this extra Kavu Mechza we should divide up evenly amongst all the fields? And until you have a Kavu Mechza, the Chol Kor V'Kor, on each field there's an extra Kavu Mechza, then now one field for sure has to have an extra Tes Kavan. In such a case, the Meicher has to accept back the Karka. But if we don't have a kavu mechzel that could be equally divided, that each field has an extra kavu mechzel more than zayin kavu and mechzel lechol kor v'kor, in such a case we should assume that it's less than tes kavu lechol sada v'sada, and we should force them lekeach to buy the karka back from the meicher. And the Rashbam mikayach this kasha is chaylik on these yeshmer. First, if there's a mashu more than zayin kavu and mechzel lechol kor v'kor, we force the meicher to accept back the karka from the lekeach, and we don't force lekeach to buy it from the meicher. And the Yadirma holds like the shita of this second Yesh Mefarshim the Rashbam brings, and the Yadirma answers the kasha of the Rashbam. The Yadirma is Mefarish that when it comes to Zayin Kavan Umechzel Lechol Kor V'Kor, being that we are discussing a Mechila, in such a case we could divide up the extra karka, this that there's extra karka more than the amount that the Meichet told the Lekech he would sell to him, we divide up evenly amongst all the Beis Kurim. If there's less than Zayin Kavan Umechzel Lechol Kor V'Kor, in such a case we assume the das of the Meichet is to be Meichel this karka to the Lekech. But that's all in the case of a mechila. Then we divide it up evenly amongst all the sodas. If there's less than zayin kav and umechza lechol kor v'kor, we assume a mechila. But when it comes to the extra kav umechza, being that it's more than zayin kav and umechza lechol kor v'kor, so it's a mokum that the meicher is being teveyed from the lekech. The meicher is a right to be teveyed this karka from the lekech. And now the nidin is not a nidin of a mechila. The nidin is whether or not the meicher accepts back the karka, or the lekech has to buy the karka from the meicher. So being that we're discussing the tvi of the meicher and the lekech to get back his karka, when the meicher is tevei back his karka from the lekech, he gets it back in one place. So being that b'kayach is tvi, he is going to get back the karka in one place, we don't say we divide up evenly the kavu mechza amongst all the kurim. Being that the meicher has a tvi on this karka, and his tvi on this karka is a karka in one place, mele we calculate this karka in one place, and we say if in a kavu mechza in one sod the extra would be now added up with the Zayin Kavan and Mechza, would make it into Tes Kavan. It's considered a Sode Chashuv if Neyatzma. We don't force Lekech to buy this Karka. In such a case, the Meichel accepts back the Karka. And once he accepts back the Karka on one Sode, then all the other Sodes also, we don't force Lekech to buy the Karka from the Meichel. The first Yesh Mefarshim that the Rashbam had brought with the Shita of the Rambam, that unless this Tes Kavan more than Zayin Kavan and Mechza Lechol Kor V'Kor, we do not force the Meichel to accept back the Karka. Adel, we force Lekech to buy the Karka from the Meichel. And the Achreinim HaMatmiya, what is the Pshat in the Rambam? What would the Pshat be that unless this Tes Kavan more than Zayin Kavan and Mechza Lechol Kor V'Kor, we don't force the Meichel to accept back the Karka? L'chayim, as long as this Tes Kavan for each Sada, as long as there's a Kavu Mechza extra on each Sada, that's already enough of a Shir to say that it's a Makom Choshev if Neatzme and the Meichel should have to accept the Karka back from the Lekech. What is the Pshat in the Rambam that is Davke, if there's 9 extra Kavan more than the Zayin Kavan and Mechza, then we force the Meichel to accept back the Karka? And this man, Simon Veishches, and it's more Bariches than the Drisha, says, Mikayachim Arakusha, Bidoichik, we'd have to say to Mepharish the Rambam, that being that Zayin Kavan Umechza Lechol Kor V'Kor is considered a Mechila, and if to be a little bit less than Zayin Kavan Umechza Lechol Kor V'Kor, we would say that the Lekech keeps the Karka, and the Meicher is being Meichel the Karka to the Lekech keeps it for free. Zok the Drisha, if there's a little bit more, now that there's a Mashu more than Zayin Kavan Umechza Lechol Kor V'Kor, so now that there's a Mashu more than there was from the Mount of Mechila, it's not mistavrit to say that now because of this extra mashu, the lekech is not being kind of the karka bechlal. Being that it's only a mashu more than the shiur of a mechila, dayenu to say b'kmekech this mashu that lekech is kind of the karka and he owns this karka only has to pay for it. We're not going to be ill of madrega to say that lekech was not go to the other extreme and say that lekech was not kind of this karka bechlal. Being that it's only a mashu more than the shiur mechila, we still assume it's included in the kinyan of the lekech. Only now that it's included in the kinyan of the lekech, being that it's too much of a shir that the meicher is not meichel it, we say that the lekech will pay the meicher for the extra karka. But we're not going to say mekech this mashu that the lekech is not kind of the karka bachlal unless there's an extra tes kavan more than the shir of zayin kavan and mechzel lechol kor v'kor. Being that there's such a shir choshen more than the amount of mechila that it's a karka chashuv b'fnei atzma. In such a case, we say that the lekech was not kind of bachlal and the meicher accepts back the karka without being kind for the lekech to buy the karka from the meicher. The Gemara is Mamshech to ask on Rav Nachman from our Mishnah, Mishayah Besodeh Beis Tisha Kavin. So if the Gemara loved the Zovin, the Kurayim, he sold him 2 kor, and still we see the shear of the Beis Tisha's Kavin. It's a riot to Avuna that even in 2 kor, the shear anything more than Beis Tisha's Kavin, the Meicher takes back the Karka. And the Gemara answers, Loi the Zovin, the Kur, he sold him 1 kor, then the shear is Beis Tisha's Kavin. The Gemara asks a similar question by Agina, Beis Chatzi Kav, Lav the Zovin Leisa Simon. The Gemara answers, no, it's Zovin Leisa. Uchidivir Bekiva, same question, Beis Reva, my Lav the Zovin Leisa. Zok the Gemara, Loi the Zovin Leichatzi Sa. And being mefarish, this Gemara, the Rashbam brings from the Shainis Acherim, they say 3 chidushim la halacha that the Rashbam is matmian. The first chidush they say is Beis Asayim, Shir Gino, is the Beis Kor Shir Sadeh. A Beis Asayim is a shir in a gino, just like a Beis Kor is a shir in a sod, and the Rashbam is matmi, it's heveluud varm reikim. The Shia of a Sada is based Tisha's Kava, it's not a base core, and the Shia of a Gina is a Chatzi Kava, it's not a base Asayim. So what do they mean that when they say that the Asayim is a Shia Gina, but base core is Shia Sada? The second halacha that Rashbam brings began with forcing that according to Rekiva, there is no halacha of Yasser Cheshbin by a Gina, there's no halacha that we forced Lekech to buy the Kaka back from the Meichel, the halacha of Yasser Cheshbin. Elo Reva, if there's an extra Reva, is Yachser, in such a case the Meichel takes it back. Anything less than a Reva, there is no halacha of Yasser Cheshbin, in such a case it's a Mechila. And Rashbam is Matmiya, why do they say according to Rekiva, there is no halacha of Yasser Cheshbin? If somebody sells a Chatzi Sa, so it comes out a Chatzi Reva, is enough of a ratio that there is no Mechila. It's in the Shia of Reva Lesa, when one is selling a Chatzi Sa, he was Hoyser, a Chatzi Reva, which is not a Choshev amount, in such a case, the Meicher will get a Hefzid accepting back this Karka, so even a Liba de Rekiva, we should force Lekech to buy back from the Meicher. Why is it that these Yesh Beforshim hold that it's Cholak Rekiva from the Abban and Agina is different than the Sada, that we don't force Lekech to buy back from the Meicher? And the third halacha that the Rashbam brings b'shem these lashonis acherim is gam mefarshin that reiva l'sa begina l'abon and is yaseh cheshbin ki yesem reiva l'sada. By a reiva l'sa, by a gina according to the abon and is a halacha of yaseh cheshbin just like by a yesem reiva l'sa, by a sada according to the abon. Even though a reiva l'sa normally is the shir mechila and a yesem reiva l'sa, there's a halacha of yaseh cheshbin. When it comes to a gina, as soon as it's a reiva l'sa, there's already a halacha of yaseh cheshbin according to the abonon, and there is no mechila, we force lekech to buy this karka from the meicher. And as Rambam is matmi, also on this halacha, by shna gina from a sada, why should we say that on a reiva l'sa there is no mechila, if the Mishnah tells us to share mechila by hoiser karka more than a karka of a reiva l'sa, the meicher is usually mechil to the lekech. These shittas, these lishonis achem that the Rashbam is bringing, is the shita of Rabbeinu Gershom and his pirush on the side of the Gemara's mefarish these three halachas, and the Cheshek Shleima is masber the shita of Rabbeinu Gershom how he understood the Gemara and how is it that he came out with these three halachas. The Cheshek Shleima is mefarish Rabbeinu Gershom holds the entire halacha of our Mishnah that we assume when there's a pachas bereiva l'sa, the meicher is meichel the karka to lekech, the extra karka that he was meiser, we assume there's a mechila, the meicher is being meichel to the lekech. Is dafka in the case when he's selling a base core, being that he's selling such a large amount of karka, he's selling a karka of a base core. In such a case, if he's hoiser a reivul soft, there's a little bit of extra karka that when he measured it, he didn't realize, and there's more karka than what he promised. In such a case, the meicher is meichel the karka to lekech. But if it's less than a base core, if he's selling a smaller amount of karka, being that he's not selling such a large amount of karka, we don't assume there's a mechila on the shia of less than a base reivul soft. And any amount that's different than the amount that was promised, in such a case, the lekech has to return the kaka to the meicher, or we force lekech to buy the kaka from the meicher. So, the Chesek Shleimer, the first halacha, the Rashbam brought b'shem l'shonis acheim, that a besasayim beginner similar to a base core by a sada, and the Rashbam is matmir that the shia of a sada a mishnah brings, which is considered a sada chashuva, that the meicher has to accept back the kaka because he doesn't have a hefsid, is a base tishas kavim by a sada and a chatzi kav by a gina. So why is it that they're saying the shear is a sasayim and a base core? So the Cheshek Shleimer, this that we say the shear is a base sasayim, we are not referring to the shear of what's considered a makam choshev that the meicher will not have a hefzid. We're referring to the shear of karka that the meicher has to be selling to the lekech. It's considered a large enough karka that there's any extra karka. In such a case, the meicher is being meichel to lekech, anything less than a base reiva l'sa. So the benegesh in this halacha, this that we say the shear is a base core by a sada, when it comes to a gin, it's a smaller shear. A sasayim by a gina is the same halacha of a base core by a sada, and just like by a base core by a sada, it's a large enough karka that if he's hoiser pachas meiva l'sada, meiches meichel to lekeach. Who would do when it comes to a sasayim of a gina, it's a large enough karka that in such a case, if he was hoiser a chatzi kav, which anything less than a meiva l'sada, as long as it's smaller than a chatzi kav, in such a case, the meicher is meichel to lekeach, anything less than a meiva l'sada. So sasayim by gina is the same halacha as a base core by a sada. And who had in the second and third halacha that the Rashbam brings from the Lashon Yisachem, the second halacha that according to Rekiva there is no halacha of Yaseh Cheshbin, Pachis Mereva L'sa is L'mechila, and anything more than a Reva L'sa, the Meicher accepts back the Karka. And the third halacha that a Reva L'sa is like a Yosem Reva L'sa by a Sada, that a Reva L'sa by a Gina is similar to a Yosem Reva L'sa by a Sada. So the Cheshek Shleimer according to Avena Gershon, the only time our Mishnah is discussing the halachas of Mechila and the halachas of the Meicher accepting back Karka is talking about a case when the Meicher sold Lekech a Sasayim worth of Gina. He has to be selling him a Makam Choshev, a Makam of Sasayim of Gina. In such a case, it's a large enough Karka to assume that when he's Meiser more, the Meicher is being Meicher to Lekech. And in such a case, when he's selling a Sasayim, if it's Pachas Mreivu L'sa, the Meicher is Meicher to Lekech. But if it's a reva l'sa, in such a case, each sa has a reva, the two revas together is already a chatzikav, it's already a makom chashiv. Memela, according to Rekiva, there is no halacha b'chal av yasechej, and being that the only case that there wouldn't be a mechila is when there's already a chatzikav extra. In such a case, it wouldn't be yasechej, and we wouldn't be kofel lekeach to buy it from the meicher. We would say the meicher has to accept the karka back from the lekeach, being that it's a makom chashiv if neyatzmai. And it wouldn't a reva l'sa, according to the Rabbanan, being that it's a makom chash, in such a case, the meicher would have to accept the karka back from the lekeach. We wouldn't say it's a mechila. Once it's a reva l'sa, there's already a chatzi kav, there's already a makom chash that is being meiser more than the shear of the sada, more than the what he promised him, the sasayim of Agina, was already meiser a chatzi kav, which is a makom chash. Therefore, a reva l'sa by Agina is the halacha of a yesim reva l'sa by a sada. All three halachas of Rabbeinu Gershom are gebayt on the shita of Rabbeinu Gershom. Rabbeinu Gershom holds the halachas of our Mishnah that the meicher is meicher to the lekeach is dafka if the meicher is selling to the lekeach a base core of a sada or a sasayim of a gina, being that he's selling such a makam choshev, therefore he's meicher when it's any extra karka, which is a small amount of karka next to the large amount of karka he is selling, then in such a case the meicher is meicher to the lekeach. But if he's selling a smaller amount of karka, we don't assume that the meicher is being meicher to the lekeach with the shear of pachis min reva l'sa. The Gemara then brings a suffix by Rav Ashi, sada v'nasis gina, gina v'nasis sada, mayan. The Gemara leads this by a teiku. The Rashbam is mefarish the suffix of Rav Ashi, sada v'nasis gina. If one sold to his friend the sada, right now it's not a gina, it's a regular field for Zriya, and he sold him a base kor, and he was moiser more than zayin kavin u'mechza, but it was less than base tes kavin. So the halacha is yasechejman that we forced lekech to buy this karka from the meicher. When it came the time that the meicher was teveh from the lekech and he wants to take his teveh as mois from the lekech, it was already nasis gina, the soda already turned into a gina. And now that it's a gina, anything more than a base chatzi kav is already considered a makam choshev, and we don't force lekech to buy it from the meicher, we force the meicher to accept the karka back from the lekech. And the suffix of Rav Ashi is which time do we go bust on when we want to be meshayef, we should force lekech to buy it from the meicher, or we should force the meicher to accept the karka back and he cannot be teveh from the lekech mois. Do we go bosser the shas mecher? Do we go bosser the shas mechir that it was a sodden and it's yasechesh and we'll pay for the lekech to buy from the meicher? Or do we go bosser the shas tviyah and being that it was nasas gina and now it's already a makam chashev b'fnei atzmai, we force the meicher to accept the karka back from himself? And who had done the opposite? Gina v'nasas sodif b'shas the mecher was a makam chashev and now b'shas the tviyah it's not a makam chashev anymore. Do we now force lekech to buy from the meicher, or do we say no? We go bosa shas amecher, and about b'shas the shas amekach was a makom choshev. We don't force lekech to buy from the meicher. Now, Benim Yenis mefarish the suffix of Rav Ashi, being that there's a halacha of koyfenis lekech. Is this halacha of koyfenis lekech chal b'shas amekach b'shas the lekech buys it from the meicher, being that at that point it was a sada, it was not a makom choshev. When the lekech buys it from the meicher, built into this that he's buying it from the meicher is a halacha that the lekech is going to have to buy the rest of the karka from the meicher also. Being that right now the halacha is kofen as a lekech, a chelik of his mekech that he's buying this karka is nichol in it, a halacha that he's going to have to buy this karka from the meicher, and that doesn't change even though afterwards it became a makom choshev. Do we say no? That it's a takonim yuchedes b'shas the meicher is being teveh from the lekech at that time, if it's karka is not a makom choshev. And the meicher is going to borrow the hefset. In such a case, we force the lekech to buy it from the meicher. But if b'shas amekach wasn't choshev, b'shas atfiyah became choshev. In such a case, we're not going to force the lekech to buy it from the meicher. One can also explain the suffix of Rav Ashi, Tali in the Chakira we mentioned earlier, whether or not this that we forced the lekech to buy it from the meicher is being that the lekech b'shas is mekach. He bought also the extra karka that the meicher sold to the lekech. The karka that's more than a base kofah is nichol in the kinyan of the lekech. And now the lekech wants to return to the meicher. The kofenis of lekech is to keep his original kinyan, or is the kofenis of lekech the lekech was never kinyan this karka, but chlad lekech has been kofed lekech to be kinyan and make a mecher chadosha to buy the karka from the meicher now. If we have to say it's nichlal in the lekech's original kinyan, it's mistaver to say we go bosa shasa mekach. And if b'shas amekach b'shas the meicher sold the karka to the karka was a soda, then we're kaifin the lekech was kain of the soda, and now we're just kaifin the lekech to pay the money to the meicher. But if we had to say it's a mecher chadosh, if we had to say the lekech, we're kaifin the lekech to go now buy the karka from the meicher, it's mistavit to say we go bosa shasa tviya, we go bosa hashta, and being that now it's already a agina, it's a davar chosha, we don't force the lekech to buy it from the meicher. Because there is only the Filipirish or Ashbam in our sugya, and the Ashbam is based on his shita in the Mishnah daf Kuf Gimel Amud Beis. The Mishnah is Messiah with the Halacha v'leisa revil b'vadu machzer elasa kol ha-moiser. Then when we mock him that one is moiser more than a revil l'sa, the amount that the moicher gave to the lekech extra is more than a revil l'sa, not only has to give him back the moiser, but he gives him back all the karka, even the revil l'sa also, that normally is a mechila, that once it's a davar choshem, it's more than a revil l'sa, the lekech has to give back to the moicher all the extra karka, anything more than a base koffer. And the Rashbam is mefarish this halacha afilo on the din of yaseh cheshbon, even on the halacha that the karka is a little bit more than a base koffer, that we forced lekech to buy it from the meicher. Not only we forced lekech to buy from the meicher and he has to pay money for what's more than a revel l'sa, more than a base koffer, but once we are being forcing him to pay for this, that it's more than a revel l'sa, then he has to pay now for the revel l'sa itself, being that it's now karka chashuv and there is no mechila b'chlal from the meicher. The lekech has to buy from the meicher all the karka that's more than a base koffer. But this is all the shita of the Rashbam. The Rimegash and the Mishnah is chelik on the Rashbam. And the Rimegash shows this halach of the sefer, the Mishnah of Lo Yisareivu Bovadu Machzer Elas Kol HaMoiser, that not only that what's more than a base revel l'sa he has to give back, but he has to give back all the karka, even the revel l'sa also, is dafka when it's more than base tishas kava and the meicher is taking back the karka. In a case where the karka that the moicher is being taveh from the lekech is more than a base tishas kav, and it's a karka chashuva, and the moicher is being taveh back from the lekech, we say the moicher takes the karka back from the lekech, was never sold to the lekech. In such a case, we say that Allah is loyas ha-moisel bovad, not only what's more than the base revel is saw, the moicher is being taveh from the lekech, but the moicher is taveh from the lekech, all karka that's more than a base koffer. Because Dr. Imagash calls it when it's more than a base tishas kav, and the moicher is being taveh karka. In the case where the moich is being teveh mois, it's less than a base tishas kavin. It's only a little bit more than a base revel is saw, and the moich is being teveh. We're forcing the lekech to buy it from the moich. He has to pay money for this kaka shein chashuva. So to vimegash the lekech only has to buy what's more than a base revel is saw, what's more than base zayin kavin u'mechzol lekor. But what's less than base zayin kavin u'mechzol lekor, which was originally included in the mechilef, there wouldn't be anything more than that. Even after he was moiser more than base zayin kavan u'mechzol lekor, and the lekech has to buy that extra karka from the meicher, we don't say that Mameli has to pay for everything. He only has to pay for what's more than base zayin kavan u'mechzol lekor. Anything less than that, the lekech does not have to pay for the meicher. It's only when it's base tishas kavan, then we magalgul l'aves hakoil, and we say all the karka more than a base koar for the lekech, the meicher is taveh back from the lekech, and the lekech was never koinet. Dr. Benyena, according to the Rimegash, the suffix of Ravashi of Gina Venasa Soda and Soda Venasa's Gina is more than just whether or not it's Yaseh Cheshbon, or do we say the Meichers Tavei the Karka from the Lekech. According to the Rimegash, the suffix is whether or not we're Megalgon Olav Esakoyl, whether or not we say, being that he was Meiser more than a Bezayin Kavan, more than Zayin Kavan or Mechzol Lekor, do we say the Halacha is that he only has to pay for the little bit extra that's more than Zayin Kavan or Mechzol Lekor because it's a Soda and it's Halacha of Yaseh Cheshbon? But the revel is saw, the Zayin Kavan Mechzol Lekor is still a mechil and the Lekech gets it for free. Or do we say, Bina it's Nasagina, now it's a Dover Choshev, and now the Meich it's a Dover Choshev, the Meich will not be bothered, the Epsid, he takes the Karka back from the Lekech. So who then also, he can regargle of a Sarkol, not only takes back whatever is more than Zayin Kavan Mechzol Lekor, but he takes back all the Karka that is Meisim from base Koffer. And who then Gina Venasa Sadi, the Suffolk is the other way, do we say that being the Peshas Hamecher, it was a davar chashim, mele, he wasn't meichel anything, and the meichel could be tevei all the karka. Do we say that being that now it's nasa sada, it becomes its own a little bit more than a zayin kavan or mechzol lekor, and the lekech only has to buy what's more than zayin kavan or mechzol lekor, the rest of it it's a mechila, and the lekech gets it for free. The next Mishnah brings the case when one is selling to his friend karka, and he tells him, mide bechevel ani meichelach hein chaser ein yeser, he says both the shinus. He says, Mida Bechevel ani Moichelach, Hein Chaser Vein Yeser. So which halacha does it have? Does they have the halacha of Mida Bechevel? Does it have the halacha of Hein Chaser Vein Yeser? The Mishnah says, Bita Lein Chaser Vein Yeser, Mida Bechevel. We go twice Lash Nachman and we say that the Hein Chaser Vein Yeser is Mevatel and Mida Bechevel. We mail it as the halacha of Hein Chaser Vein Yeser. And the Mishnah is Messiah, who did the other way around. If he says, Hein Chaser Vein Yeser, Mida Bechevel, with twice Lash Nachman, and we say the Mida Bechevel is Mevatel Dein Chaser Vein Yeser, and we assume what he means is Mida Bechevel, the exact amount of a base koffer, being that that's the Lashon he said second, is Tfois Lashon Achron. And the Mishnah says this is the Shita of Benanis, the Gemara brings Cholkon Olav Chavev al Benanis, at the Chacham Machelik on Benanis. Benanis holds Tfois Lashon Achron, and the Chacham holds it's a suffix, whether or not we say Tfois Lashon Rishon or Tfois Lashon Achron, which Lashon when a person says is the Iker, is the, if a person says to a Shainis that Asaisu Zu Ezu, Do we say that the first lashon is the ikka, or do we say that the second lashon is the ikka? Bananas holds tefois lashon achron, and the chacham holds it's a suffix if we say tefois lashon rishon or tefois lashon achron. The Rishonim ask a kasha that Bishlomo, the tzad of the Gemara, the shita of bananas or tefois lashon achron is understandable. Being that we have a halacha of calling in kol Torah kula teich kedei dibur kedibur dami, a person could be chozer midibur b'teich kedei dibur. So if a person says two lashonis, if he says hein chaser vein yeser midah bechevel, being that teich kedei dibur is chozer for hein chaser vein yeser and said midah bechevel, we say teich kedei dibur kedibur dami, and it's a good chazara and it's bittel midah bechevel as the dinner as the lashon of hein chaser vein yeser. But what is the side of the Gemara that we should say tefois lashon rishon? The person said to the shayness that I say, why shouldn't we say teich kedibur kedibur dami and the second lashon of vatal the first? This is a klal and kol Torah kula. So why is it that we say over here tefois lashon rishon? We assume that the first lashon is the ikar. There are two terutzim in the rishon into the nasugya to this kasha. The Taisus Rid explains this that the rabban never said tefois lashon rishon is we assume that the person being that he said this the lashon lemashal in chasav and yasa midah bechevel he first said in chasav and yasa. We assume that's his Iker Kavana. This that he said after his Midah Bechevel, he was probably trying to be Kaifel as Diburi, to repeat over what he said a second time, to be Mechazik as Dvorav. If he says it over twice, he's saying it over stronger. And being that we assume he's trying to be Kaifel as Dvorav, in his Balbul Amitayich Diburi, he just got confused. And that's why he said over Midah Bechevel, but we could assume his Kavana really was to say in Chasiv and Yasa, which is the thing he said first. So we're mocking that a person says two things that are associated with each other. We could assume that the second thing he said, the midah bechevel that he said, was just he was getting confused, and he really meant to say in chasav and yasa. Memeil the ikir lashon miatayfis is the lashon rishon, and we assume what he really meant to say was in chasav and yasa. The Ritva's miyashiv this kashiv is with a svar mechudeshes. The Ritva explains being that he says in chasav and yasa midah bechevel. When he said midah bechevel, he was trying to be chozer for in chasav and yasa. But it's mistaver that he should have spoken out that midah bechevel and he wishes to be chayzer for chasav and yasa. From this that he didn't finish his words and he didn't speak out that he wants to be chayzer for the chasav and yasa. Mistame yad charota after he said midah bechevel and he had charota on this that he's being chayzer for the chasav and yasa. So being that as he started saying midah bechevel, he didn't finish the sentence to say he's being chayzer for chasav and yasa. Mistame yad charota on this that he said midah bechevel. And he's being chayzer from this that he says midah bechevel, and he really means to be mukum diburi rishon, and he really had charot from this that he tried to be chayzer, and he wants to be kayim his first dibur of in chasav and yasa, and therefore the chacham wrote first lashon rishon. But akoponim the pirush of the suffix of the gemara first lashon rishon, first lashon achron, the tzar first lashon achron, we understand the teich le dibur kadima that a person can be chayzer mitoich diburi, and the tzar first lashon rishon is either like the Taisus Rid that we assume is nesbal mitoich diburi, and he was trying to repeat over what he said in the first time. And we assume that the midah bechevel was a mistake, or like the Ritva, being that he didn't finish the sentence to say he's being chayzer from the lashon rishon, we assume he had charata from this that he wants to be chayzer, and he really wants to be mukum the lashon rishon, and therefore we all twice lashon rishon.
You have been listening to the shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.